background music there of Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, program number 178, if I've got it marked right. And I'll have to check my book the next time I bring it along, but I believe it's program number 168 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 on the FM dial, owned and operated, yes, by Starcom. And we have our guest on the line. Beautiful day that it is. It's kind of chilly, 11 below zero here in Central Minnesota, but sun is shining nice and bright. We have our guest on the line, Dana Lindblad. And Dana, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Zai. I was a little worried that with all the cancellations that have been going on in the area that you were going to cancel me as well.
Oh, no, we would never do that. As long as the old four-wheel drive will get us here, we plan to be here every week, each and every week.
So. Absolutely.
Well, Dana, we don't know a whole lot about you, but a good friend of yours gave me the tip that you should give Dana a call sometime and have him on the show. That would be Dale Damon. You know Dale a little bit?
Oh, boy. I sure do.
You
what
do,
a great
huh?
guy. What a great guy, yeah. And actually, speaking of Dale real quick, I want to send get well wishes out to him.
Oh,
I know he had
yeah.
some surgery last week, and he's doing quite well. So get well soon, Dale, and hope to see you out there soon so we can run that marathon.
Absolutely. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Dana. Where you're born and raised and how you got started in the music. Give us a little background.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I was actually born and raised in a town in western Pennsylvania called Newcastle, Pennsylvania, which if you look at the map, it's just about 40 miles north of Pittsburgh, really close to the Ohio border. I was raised around polka music my entire life. I actually grew up more on the Slovenian style of music. That's a very popular style out in western Pennsylvania. And just kind of went to dances every Sunday. And then as I got in my early teens, I really had an interest in music, and I played saxophone in high school band. And then I started picking up the drumsticks when I was about 12.
Okay.
And kind of made a lot of noise, made my folks pretty upset at me at most times, making a lot of racket and noise. But actually, when I was 14, I started playing in my first band, and I just started, playing out in clubs, and my parents had to drive me to the gigs, and just kind of, took a liking to the music and played with some different bands in the western Pennsylvania and the Youngstown, Cleveland, Ohio area. When I was 19, I decided that I was going to make a leap, make a big change in my life, and move out to Wisconsin, for I had an opportunity to play in a Polish-style band called Polka Town Sound. And
oh,
I
yeah.
did that back in 1994, and did that for 5 years until the band decided to hang it up after 25 years or so, just to, guys
sure.
get families and gets a little busy. So I lived in Green Bay for 11 years or so. Played with multiple bands out there, including Elvin Staczynski. There's a band called AKA. Filled in with multiple bands in the area as well. And luckily with Polka Town Sound, I got to travel the country. We played quite a few gigs a year on the East Coast, Midwest, of course a lot in Wisconsin and Minnesota. So it was great. It was a great opportunity for me to learn at a very young age of life on the road and all that other fun stuff that comes with being a musician. Back in, let's see, what year was that? Like 2005, we decided to move back to, for my wife, who's from Painesville, moved back to Minnesota for her back in 2005 just for some job reasons. We lived in Alexandria, Minnesota in 2005 until about 2 years ago, which I now reside in St. Cloud.
Okay.
So that's kind of my life and my progression through where I've lived. But as far as music and so forth, I'm touring with the Squeezebox.
Okay.
I know you've had Molly B and Ted Lang on the show.
Yes.
Just this year. So you've had the entire band on your show this year, Si. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I currently, do most of the jobs with them.
Uh-huh.
With them touring as much as they are. I'd say I'd probably make about 90% of the gigs. But, it entails a lot of traveling. which is okay, but, you know, has its ups and downs for me. But I've also played with other bands in the Midwest area here, mm-hmm. including Craig Ebel.
Oh, yes.
In Diversico. I played 3 years with Craig back, it was probably about 5-6 years ago, recorded the Office Party CD with them.
Sure.
And, man, I've been around the area quite a bit. I enjoy all different styles of music from, like I said, growing up on Slovenian music, took a liking to Polish music, German music, the Czech music. I like it all. I really do.
That's awesome. Being a drummer, and who influenced you, or what? I mean, you're obviously very good. I've listened to your music, your recordings now, and I have an ear. Being a drummer myself, I have an ear to pick that drum out of the band and hear what you do. And who are the guys that influenced you or kind of shaped you as a drummer?
Well, you know, playing the different genres of polka music, you know, again, all the different styles that I mentioned, I kind of have my favorites in each style.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a lot of great drummers in the Cleveland, Ohio area from a Slovenian standpoint. I can't even begin to name them because there's so many of them.
Okay.
I would say from a Polish perspective, which is where my drumming career kind of took off, I would first have to say probably Jerry Tokars, who played with Eddie Bozanczyk.
Okay.
He was very steady, very solid. To me, I have the motto, and I say it a lot around many, is less is more, right?
Oh, yes.
And Jerry was very solid, and I just enjoy listening to him and the snap of his snare drum. It was just right on. It had a really good groove.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think being a drummer, you have to appreciate all styles of music, and I think you have to play all styles of music and play it well. You know, I truly believe that do it right or don't do it at all.
There you go.
You know, so that's kind of my philosophy, and if I'm not willing to give 100% or anybody else for that matter, it's just not worth it. So that's my heart's in it, and it always will be. One of my mottos I learned in the band years ago was, the day I quit having fun is the day I'm going to quit.
There you go.
So needless to say, I'm still doing it. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's got to be a real thrill to sit behind folks like Molly and Ted there. I mean, what a tremendously talented group that is. So, you guys put out a lot of music for three people.
Yeah, they're just solid professionals. You know, that's all there is to it. I mean, they're both, they do it for a living. It's their career. And they treat it as a business. But, you know, they truly enjoy what they're doing. And that's one thing that I have learned throughout the years. And I've known Ted and Molly 20 years,
okay.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
And I can actually tell you that story a little bit, actually, if we have some time.
Sure,
how I met
ahead.
Them and kind of where it's gone. But just real quick, though, I just wanted to finish my thought about Ted and Molly. But it's one thing I've learned. It's just that it is a business, and in order to succeed, you have to treat it as a business. But on the flip side, we are a very small group when it comes to polka music, so we have to stick together. We have to be a family, and we have to cooperate, and there's no room for egos or attitudes. And that's one of the things we do, and one of our goals as the three of us as a group is to promote the music.
That's
awesome.
That
is our number one goal. So, and that's the one thing we strive to do.
That's neat.
Yeah. But as far as real quick, just so a lot of people ask me, probably the most common question I get is, you know, you live out in the Midwest, and how did you ever hook up with Ted and Molly? Well, actually, I met Ted, it was 22, almost 23 years ago.
He was
playing with the Toledo Polka Motion Band. Of course, being in the polka circuit, I got to meet him back then. And then I met Molly a few years later. I was still playing with Polka Town Sound down in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
and she was actually playing with Carl and the Country Dutchman at the time, and we were alternating. And that was the first time I met Molly, and we still joke about it because that following weekend when we were playing, I said, Molly, you should really come out to the Polish Fest in Milwaukee. And before that, she never really went to too many Polish-style festivals or dances, and sure enough, she came out, and we kind of joke about it, and she says, well, Dana, it's because of you that I started going to polka, or more Polish-style dances and so forth. But anyway, I digress. But then about 7 years ago, I was at that same Milwaukee Polish Fest as just going and having fun. And then their drummer, they were on their way to Milwaukee to play that festival, and their drummer got ill on the way out there, and Molly kind of called me in a panic, saying, hey, are you here? I'm like, yes, I'm sitting here in my hotel room, and I sat in with them one night to fill in, and it's kind of history from there.
Sure.
I would say, you know, I've been, about the last 2 to 3 years, I've been more playing most gigs with them, and before that, it was kind of as needed. So you know, it's a great friendship. We get along great with all the travels and all the time we spend with each other. We just have a good time and enjoy every moment of it.
Have you done the Texas trip with them, to Ennis, Texas, and all of that too then?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And actually, okay. Texas is one of my favorite places to play.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if I'm still in your thunder here.
No,
that's
okay.
Some of these questions. But my favorite place to play is Wurstfest, which is down in New Braunfels, Texas. I know Molly talked about that. It's a 10-day festival. It occurs late October, early November. Just, you know, 25 to 30,000 people per day come out there. And they have five stages, and the people down there just love the polka music. But, yes, I have done the Texas tour with them twice. In fact, here I'm starting to pack my bags as we go for another Texas tour here. I'm leaving here on the 7th of January, where we start the tour on the 8th down around the Austin area. So we got that coming up. So Texas is one of my favorite places to play because they got the old dance halls.
Oh, yeah.
Which you don't see many of them very much, but... You know, but we pack them. You know, I think a couple of our dates are already sold out and have been for a month or two. So it's just people love to come out and they love the music.
That's awesome. Well, Dana, if I can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. It's already 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back with you and close out the show.
Great.
All right. So, Cy, with the St. Joe Meat Market here for you during this busy holiday season. Always many great items for your holiday needs. From the meat department, there's lots of hams, smoked turkeys, prime rib roast. There's meat and cheese trays and lots of sausage on hand. And if you're looking for that someone special, how about a St. Joe Meat Market gift card? Gift cards are available in any amount, and they do not have an expiration date. For your information, holiday hours are as follow. Monday through Thursday this week, the St. Joe Meat Market open 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Friday, 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. And on Saturday, Christmas Eve day, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m. And then, of course, closed on Sunday, Christmas Day. Also, as a reminder, the music CD, Hoolerei Polkas and Waltzes Down by the Riverside, recorded with Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchmen, still available for purchase at the St. Joe Meat Market. There's still a few copies left at the checkout counter. The St. Joe Meat Market is one of the great sponsors for this recording and proudly continues to help support polka music. Many other music CDs and DVDs are still on hand, still a few cassettes, great for stocking stuffers. As always, for prices or more information, give a call, 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you from the whole gang at St. Joe Meat Market for a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. Dana, for being our guest on the program, and we've been doing this since the show began way back in 2013. Each and every week we get a nice meat package put up at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we forward that to you, hoping that you and the family enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. And we'll get that ready, and being you're in the area, we'll probably see you at the meat market and hand that off to you then. So.
You bet.
Very good. Well, Dana, you mentioned that you're married to a local gal here from Painesville. And
yes.
Kids, family, what's the situation there?
No kids.
No kids.
We've been married for 16 years.
Okay.
We like to say we like to spoil our nieces and nephews. So
awesome.
We spend quite a bit of time with them. But, yeah, my wife actually, her twin sister used to have a polka show there, the Polka Weekend show back in the early 90s there on Chasm. I don't know if you knew that.
I guess I knew it, but I had forgotten it, and I'm glad you pointed that out. Yeah, there's been a number of part-time people that have filled the afternoons and Saturdays here, and I do recall the girls doing that polka show, so that's pretty neat. There's a lot of music history in that Stang family, huh?
Yes, there is. There's quite a few. There's my father-in-law, Rich, plays concertina, my brother-in-law, Dwight, he plays, he's a great concertina player. He still plays as well, and their other brother, Troy, picks up some guitar. Uh-huh. Everybody plays something in the family, whether it's piano or musical instrument or sing. So very talented and fortunate from that perspective. We've had some interesting holiday sing-alongs, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I can imagine.
Liquid courage at times. Yeah, it was interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What did you play for drums Dana, I mean, a lot of people don't pay much attention to the drummers, but I myself have had Ludwigs for a number of years, and then Rogers. What are you pounding on?
Sure. Well, I personally own a Yamaha Stage Custom Set.
Okay.
With a combination of a maple and birch shell, and then different Paiste and Zildjian cymbals. But with Squeezebox, actually, I play a Pearl Master Kit, which is all maple, and pretty much the same cymbal configuration with them. And the reason I play a different kit with them is that the drums are actually owned by the band.
Okay.
And because due to the logistics, I, like I said, I travel a lot of the gigs, and which means I'm on an airplane a lot getting to jobs. So the drums actually stay with the band. I show up with my stick bag on my back, and they pick me up at an airport, and off we go. So it depends what day and what time you see me as far as what I'm playing.
Okay. And another thing folks are probably curious about, you know, concertina players, accordion players, horn players, they're all going to read music. Do you read music, or are you like some of the regular polka drummers, you just play it by heart or from the heart?
I can read music. It's been many years. That's my disclaimer.
Okay.
But, you know, but today I don't read music.
Okay.
We use email a lot. We send a lot of songs back and forth, and we'll practice a little bit in a hotel room just to go over songs or whatever it is. And our many hours in the van traveling, we'll practice that perspective. And no, I don't read music for the band. No.
Okay. What was it like playing with Craig and Laurie and Diversico? They've got their kids involved with the band, and quite a fun group there too, huh?
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. You know, it was a good time. It was a good 3 years, and just a pleasure to play and just have a good time. We always had fun wherever we went to. We played a lot in Minnesota, of course, and central Wisconsin as well. So, yeah, good time. I still talk to Craig occasionally. He's a Polka Hall of Famer, you know.
Yes, he is. You bet.
Great guy, yep.
You bet. Favorite, do you have a favorite song or favorite music at all? That you might mention at all?
Oh, wow. There's too many of them.
Okay.
You know, I have some, you know, this time of year I'm listening to a lot of Christmas music, and I listen to a lot of Christmas polka music. I really don't have a favorite song.
Okay.
There's just so much. I love music. I love all genres of music, and depending on my mood, depends on what I'm playing in any given time.
Sure. And you mentioned you recorded with Craig and Diversico. Who else? You've been on the most recent recordings with Molly?
Yeah, well, their brand new recording, by request, I am not on. And the purpose, reason for that is they actually recorded the tracks for that recording like 3-4 years ago when they had a different full-time drummer. And they just kind of put things together now and finished it up. So I'm not on that recording.
Okay.
Did when I played with the Polish band Polka Town Sound. We put a recording out in 1995 called Made to Order. I am on that. And then just released about 6-7 weeks ago, Molly put out a live CD that we did in Ennis, Texas, which features, of course, Molly, Kenny Brandt, and Tony Szabo, both from Milwaukee area, and myself on drums. And that's a Slovenian-style bass recording. So that's a really nice recording.
Okay, and we're going to feature a little bit of that music in the coming half hour here, so we're going to feature a little bit of Diversico Office Party, because you are the drummer on that one, and I see your picture on the live recording with Molly B. We know all about Molly, and we know about you now. Can you just speak on behalf of Tony and Kenny a little bit about them? I've previewed the CD, and I hear that wild sax on some of the numbers, and the accordion player sounding very accomplished. Talk about Kenny and Tony.
Yeah, Kenny, I'll talk a little bit about Kenny first. You know, Kenny's been playing for, gosh, 40, 50 years. He's an excellent sax player, quite the showman, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
He has a great ear for music, and his tone of his saxophone, next to Johnny Karras and Jimmy Sturr, you're not going to find much better tone from a saxophone in my perspective and in my opinion. So, been playing a very, very long time. Tony Szabo, same thing. He's not quite as old as Kenny.
Uh-huh.
But Tony's been playing, gosh, I don't even know how many years, but great guy, great accordionist, great ear. You know, they're great musicians, but most importantly, they're even better friends.
That's neat. That's wonderful. Well, time is running short, Dana. I don't want to keep you all day here either. We want to save time to play some music. But I do usually ask each and every guest to think back over their career if there is a moment that stands out that you would want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. We've heard everything from flat tires on the way to the job to playing in front of 10,000 people in Madison Square Garden. What's been in your experience?
Well, you know, probably this is, I'll give you a funny one. Of course, there's always professional ones. We remember it was just a good moment. But just last year, we were playing that Worst Fest down in Texas. And we were playing all day, and it was, I don't know, by the time we got packed up, it was after midnight. We were hungry as a group. And the only thing, of course, is open at that time is Taco Bell, right?
So okay.
we pull into the parking lot. And for those of you, probably many of you don't know, but Ted has a very large Mercedes Sprinter van, and it's the clearance on that is 8 feet, maybe a little bit more. I think it's 8 foot, 5'4", something like that.
Uh-huh.
You can't go through drive-thrus with those
not.
Things. And, yeah, so we were very hungry, so we get out of the van in our lederhosen, let me remind you, and we're looking like a bunch of loitering people. And then here comes this truck, and we kind of flag them down. And we asked him if we bought him dinner, if he'd buy us food. So he's like, sure, jump in. So it was kind of a, he had to be there, but it was kind of a funny story that, like, after we got out and got done and we're sitting around eating our tacos, I'm like, did that really happen?
Yeah.
But we flagged down and asked a complete stranger if he'd buy us food. And, of course, we bought his food as well. So it's just it was a funny story that, something we'll always remember.
Absolutely, you bet. Some of the favorite places to play, you mentioned some of the fests that you've been at, but and the big ballroom down in Texas, but is there any other ballrooms or anything around the country that you've been to, even in Minnesota here, that stand out in your mind? Have you played much up in the central Minnesota area?
You know, I've been to like the Falls Ballroom. That's a very large ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of my other places I like to play is Milwaukee Polish Fest, because it's more, if you're familiar with the Summer Fest, if you ever heard of that down in Milwaukee.
I have, yeah.
During the summer, like every weekend, they have a different style of music festival. But that's really different and unique because it's a very, very, very large stage with professional sound. It's by the lake. It's more of a concert feeling. So that's a good place to pick up the tempo and give a nice show. I really enjoy that. Pulaski Polka Days out in Pulaski, out by Green Bay. Is another very nice festival that's well attended. A lot of young people, which is always nice to see. But yeah, just I would say, you know, I still think the large ballrooms, the large festivals down in Texas are definitely my favorite.
Sounds good. Well, Dana, with that, we're going to let you run here. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every other guest, the good Lord willing, Crickstone Rise, and you and I are still here. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Great. Thank you. It's been my pleasure, and I really appreciate the offer to be on your show.
All right. So with that, we're going to let you run. We wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners as well.
All right. And there he goes, Mr. Dana Lindblad, our 178th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. That takes us now to 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we are at 10 degrees below zero here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We'll have music both from Diversical and Molly B. Live coming your way in just moments.